Music of Astor Piazzolla, as arranged by our guest today, Manuel Barrueco, guitarist. This was the number 5 of the tango etudes from the Grammy-nominated album Solo Piazzolla. I'd like to welcome a stellar artist to Crossover today, classical guitarist Manuel Barrueco. Welcome to Crossover, maestro.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
A pleasure to speak with you. I know your time is very precious. You are very busy. You are teaching at Peabody. Of course, you're recording many, many works. And you will, of course, be honoring us here in Philadelphia on Saturday, April 17th, with a concert and also some master classes for the Philadelphia Classical Guitar Society, I guess festival we can call it.
Yes.
So you came to the United States in the 60s, is that right?
Yeah, in September 1967.
You had come from Cuba?
Well, we did. My family came, except for a sister of mine that stayed over there. And then we settled in Miami for less than a year, and then we moved up north. So I basically grew up in the New Jersey area.
What part of New Jersey? That's where I'm from originally.
Really?
Yes.
Well, we settled in Newark.
And
so I actually went there, and I went to Arts High.
You found your way down to Baltimore, though, at Peabody. Did you study down there?
Yeah, I did. So when I was at Arts High, I actually didn't know much about, what schools offer a guitar department or anything. I was pretty isolated at the time,
Yes.
And I remember going to the counselor office and looking at catalogs, and one of them was Peabody, and that's where I ended up coming. I mean, at the time, this is like 1970.
Yes, not
like,
of course.
It's not like today that most music schools have a guitar department. At the time, it wasn't like that.
Yes, I know.
So it wasn't as easy to find a place to study the classical guitar.
But you studied when you were in Cuba, of course, for years. Is that right?
Yeah, I did. I studied when I was 8.
So,
and I came when I was 14, but I'm talking about the conservatory level.
Yes, of
like
course.
College level, yeah.
And of course, Arts High was a school that had, majors in art as well. I mean, there are very few high schools like that around. And,
right.
Yes.
And even at that time, when I went to school there, they actually didn't teach a guitar either.
Yes.
So I was playing the French horn.
Oh, really?
And it's funny that I was there. I went to visit about, I don't know, 2-3 years ago, and now they have quite a large guitar department. So just to show you how things have changed with the guitar,
Yes, you're absolutely right. Now, of course, there are places to go, and the guitar, and we can talk a little bit about that. The guitar has really found its place. Always was a virtuoso instrument, a solo instrument, or of course playing in ensemble. Never really was absorbed in the orchestra. It was always a solo instrument with orchestra.
Right.
Piece that is so very well known and recognized as a virtuoso for guitar, music of Isaac Albéniz from his suite Española de Asturias, performed here by guitarist Manuel Barrueco. Well, you, of course, are how do I say this? Your style of playing is classical. Is it Spanish? Is there a Spanish school of guitar playing?
Well, I mean, a large percentage of the repertoire of the guitar and the history of the guitar is, you know, is by way of Spain, and therefore through Latin America, and that's why there's so much repertoire for it that is written by either Latin American or Spanish composers.
Right.
Now, I wouldn't call my style Spanish, you know, I mean, I would call my style more classical, you know, and I would like to think that if I'm playing Spanish music that I can do it in style, you know.
Well,
so to me it's like a style within the classic guitar. But take into account that there's still a very huge influence from, you know, I mean, a lot of the great masters of the past, you know, like Tárrega or Soro, all these people, they were all from Spain.
Guitarist Manuel Barueco's transcription of the Sonata in G Minor, BWV 1001 of Johann Sebastian Bach. We heard the fugue and allegro. Well, I was just wondering, after all, you're playing Bach on the guitar, so obviously that's classical, but where did that whole style, the style of classical guitar really had, when was it really terribly important, and where was its important center? Because there's a lot of, there's classical, you know, music for guitar, but again, we always think, oh, guitar Spain. But even in the classics, where was the center?
Well, you know what was happened? That even in the classical period, for example, you know, which I guess when this instrument developed or a little bit before that, the guitar is a very difficult instrument to write for. So what would happen is that most of the composers that wrote for it were guitarists themselves, though not only, you know, and people even like Diabelli that wrote for it, it was usually more in an ensemble setting of a solo as well. So really, in my opinion, and I think this is actually pretty accurate, before the 20th century, it was really mostly... its music was written mostly by guitarist composers, with some exceptions, like Paganini. Paganini played the guitar himself.
I was just going to ask you about Paganini, because I was so surprised to find out that he had written guitar music. Didn't he play with his sister or something?
I don't think it was his sister, but I mean, it may have been. I'm terrible with history, but I mean, he did play the guitar, and he actually, I don't think he ever wrote anything with piano accompaniment. It's always the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of violin and guitar pieces and trios and quartets, you know, with guitar. And then so you have an occasional, let's say, well known figure, or Boccherini also when he wrote some of the quintets for the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some, or Schubert also had some songs. But the unfortunate thing is, even people like Schubert, I mean, he didn't really do much with the guitar as a solo instrument, if anything at all. I cannot think of anything. It was really more in chamber situations, mm-hmm. you know, accompanying some of the songs. And
well, it was chordal then, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was more like that. And even somebody like Berlioz, who supposedly was a guitarist, I mean... the things that he wrote were really very minor. And they're not even in the repertoire. So it is my opinion that by the beginning of the 20th century, you see the guitar being used more by really some of the top composers, you know, whether it's Stravinsky or Schoenberg or some of these guys. I mean, they were using the guitar. But it's later on that really, for the first time, you find the major composers, you know, around the world writing for the guitar. For example, somebody like Elliot Carter in the U.S., or Ginastera Villalobos in Latin America, or Britten in England, or Takemitsu in Japan, or Ense in Germany, or even Falla in Spain, you know. So that's really, I think the 20th century is really the century where the guitar sort of came into its own, into more mainstream than it had been in the past.
Speaking of contemporary composers, one of the most important and popular was the great Astor Piazzolla. He was known as the great Astor. He was born in 1921 and died in 1992, and he really changed the tango music of Argentina. We hear now an excerpt from his Four Seasons. This is Verano Porteño. Porteño means Buenos Aires. And on this new album, Solo Piazzolla, with Barueco, who incidentally was nominated for a Grammy for this particular album, he plays two excerpts from the Four Seasons. What he does say is that he added a little introduction to Verano Porteño in order to act as a bridge between the Invierno and Verano. So here it is, Manuel Barueco with music of Astor Piazzolla, Verano Porteño. Music of Astor Piazzolla as performed by guitarist Manuel Barueco from his Grammy-nominated album Solo Piazzolla. We heard Verano Porteño, Buenos Aires Summer, one of the Four Seasons of Piazzolla. So when you teach your students, you give them repertoire that is what, essentially, when they start with you? I mean, you are on a master level with them. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have pretty advanced students, but I try to cover a number of areas. I mean, I think it's essential that they do Bach. I mean, I think that's very important that we work on that. I think it's also important that we do with some of the classical repertoire, you know. I think because it's such transparent, elegant music that I think it needs to be dealt with. I think they need to learn how to play this. And then after that, I see where the interest may lie. You know, if it is more, you know, I also like for them to do something contemporary.
Yes.
You know, to have to deal with some of the counting and, you know, and situations that they may find themselves in. And then after that, just basically I see where the interest lie. You know, if they wanted to do some Spanish, they can do Spanish or Latin American or whatever, or American or whatever it happens to be. You know, but I don't feel those are styles that they need to know.
We've been speaking with guitar virtuoso Manuel Barueco. I'm Jill Pasternak. Join us next week for Crossover here on WRTI.
For a second listen to selected Crossover interviews, visit WRTI.org. Crossover was produced by Jill Pasternak in the studios of WRTI Philadelphia for the WRTI Radio Network. This is Joe Patti, Crossover's technical producer. Crossover is syndicated nationally by Global Media Group Incorporated. Thanks for listening.